May the name of the Lord be praised now and forevermore. Amen. Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We are reflecting on the readings for the feast of the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 60 verses 1 to 6. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 71. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians chapter 3 verses 2 to 3, 5 to 6. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 2 verses 1 to 12. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is revealed for our redemption. The word Epiphany is a Greek term for today's feast, meaning shining forth. Thus, in the words of the prophet Isaiah in today's first reading, we are celebrating today the coming forth, the appearance or revelation of our Lord Jesus, God's light and glory, whose birth is revealed in the Gospels of Matthew, written between 65 and 75 AD, and Luke, written between 80 and 90 AD. Based on the testimonies of these evangelists, we can boldly testify that our Lord Jesus' earthly parents were Joseph and Mary, legally married according to Jewish law, but were not living together as husband and wife at the time of the Annunciation. In the words of St. Paul in today's second reading, Joseph and Mary were given the knowledge of the mystery unknown to any man of their day in their encounters with the Lord, wherein the birth and name of our Lord Jesus, our Savior Jesus, were revealed. Joseph, a descendant of King David, accepted and protected Mary's conception of our Lord Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Our Lord Jesus was born not in a cataluma, an inn for travelers, but in a manger in Bethlehem and raised in Nazareth during the reign of King Herod the Great. St. Luke says that the Lord's birth was celebrated by the shepherds and by the Magi, as noted in St. Matthew's Gospel. St. Matthew notes that the Magi, from the Greek term magoi, came from the east to Judea in search of the infant king of the Jews. Thus, the visit of the Magi or the Gentile wise men attests to St. Paul's position in the second reading of today, that the mystery born by our Lord Jesus was revealed also to the pagans. Hence, we now share the same inheritance with the chosen people, that we are parts of the same body, and that the same promise has been made to us in Jesus Christ through the gospel. Thus, my brother, my sister, like the wise men who were not deterred or discouraged by the shenanigans or disinterestedness of King Herod and his officials, we too must strive to follow our Lord Jesus' star of humility and courage, especially if we desire to overcome those hardships, our failures, and fearful and shameful experiences. Like the wise men or kings of Tarshish, Sheba, and Seba, who offer to the Lord incense, gold, and myrrh, we are called to offer ourselves to Him. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 says, "Behold, obedience is better than sacrifice, and attentiveness is better than the fat of of rams. Thus, my brother, my sister, our hearts will remain restless until we find rest in Christ Jesus, until we are focused on Him and His message. And so let us fall prostrate before the Lord this day, for we believe He shall save us, the poor and needy, in the day of justice and peace, whether on earth or in heaven. We believe in His days, in the Lord's days, justice will surely flourish and peace till the moon fails. The Lord will surely redeem you, redeem us, redeem our nation, redeem our society, redeem our families, and grant us wellness. That is our prayer on this day. May the Lord bless us. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael, the Archangel, pray for us.